Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Carly. With Daytime After Dark. And Daniel Hall will be here at 10:10, and I was a minute late because I am mad at Comcast, and I'm going to put David on. Hey, David.
Oh, Carly.
I am so mad at Comcast. I am so mad. And you need to call them today because if you already received the service plan that they are saying you didn't have but you had for a while, you could have been grandfathered in.
What?
And so because they were out here, and they couldn't fix my problem, and I got sourced, and I have to call them back, and, you know, this is BS. I mean, 87 dollars for them coming for something they could not fix. Isn't it stupid?
What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
No, it was with the whole TiVo issue and everything.
Again?
So, yeah, it just, I have to call back after the show, and, oh, my God. People, someone goes, I like Spinelli on the canvas, but not permanently. Yes, I love him.
Spinelli.
So I'm, you know, I just want people to be real of, you know, Comcast and what they are doing. And so, yeah, it's stupid. So, yeah.
Trust me, I know.
I just feel like they should tell people, you know, when, you know, stuff like that, you know, they should tell the customers like that. And then I tried to make Daniel's interview for 10:10, and the stupid Blog Talk would not let me. So, yeah, it's been one of those mornings that I just want to scream, but I won't. You know, because, you know, you've been a loyal customer for so long, and, you know, it's just stupid. And
I got problems with Comcast.
I mean, you know, Comcast is great otherwise. You know, I've had no problem with Comcast otherwise. And so, you know, but, yeah, and, so, yeah, and then we are off tomorrow, and then who do we have for Thursday?
Yeah, Sharon Gibbett. Sharon Rose Gibbett,
okay.
We've been from the edge of the night.
Okay, and what time?
8 o'clock, well, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Wait, what time?
5 p.m. Pacific time and 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
5 p.m. Pacific. 8 p.m. Eastern. They've got Amy Curtis on Friday.
What?
Got Amy Curtis on Friday.
Yeah. I remember that one. I hate
Amy
waking
Curtis.
Up with. No.
Did we do anything bad, right?
No, it's you know, waking up, you know, early when you don't want to wake up early.
Some of that do it. I want to the guy do it no more. Get early. Yeah. You gotta watch Chicago Fire, I'll tell you. I gotta tell you gotta watch it.
No, I'm gonna watch it on this weekend.
I ain't tell you nothing, but we know that, but I didn't tell how.
Yeah, I wish you didn't tell me. So, do not follow any primetime show because I'm so behind.
Well, yes, I was too excited.
You know, I'm so behind, so.
Yeah. I'm sorry about Survivor Wednesday. Survivor, everybody come back. 20 champions come back. Survivor Wednesday.
What?
I can wish you Survivor. Survivor. Everybody come back.
Oh,
all
well,
champions.
I don't want someone. You know, I don't want that one, and,
well,
you,
best
know, I just want, DH from, the past couple of days, and that's the deck. You can go and go back to Australia because how dare you bringing up Morgan and Michael about the shooting? Okay, Michael was shot at. Laura was shot at. Okay. Carly was shot at. Sonny and Jason and Michael and Bruce. This was an and Bruce mob hit. So that, you can go fly yourself to another country or something can get you deported. Because I can't stand you, Zach. I will never like the White Knight. And do not call him the White Knight because he's not a White Knight. He makes everyone
okay,
the
Edge
of
Knight.
He's not a White Knight. He's not. He's a crazy psychopath. You know,
he's
a theory. He knew Michael got shot. He knew Michael got shot by Claudia and Zeri. And what did he do? Did he kill someone right away? No. He kept it to his, you know, he kept it to himself. Oh, okay. Oh, we have a phone call. Daytime After Dark, welcome Daniel Hall. And he's been on Y&R. Very good looking, sexy Daniel Hall. And he's also been on Guiding Light and Law and Order. And here he is. And I put David on hold.
Hello.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. You know, first I want to say I still have the biggest crush on you. I had the biggest crush on you when you were on Y&R. I want you to come back. I want you to come back on Y&R because Abby needs you more than ever. And I think you, Melissa Ordway, had the best on-screen chemistry, and I hated when Scotty left town because I felt like you guys had unfinished business, And I was so for your pairing of you guys, especially after you guys got kidnapped and everything. I think you guys had a really good story. I think you guys were a better couple than Sharon and Scotty. And I just want to know, what can the fans do to get you back online and out? Because I will do whatever it takes.
Oh, that's lovely. You're very sweet to say that. And it was a wonderful time shooting with Melissa Orway and Sharon Case. But, yeah, definitely Scott and Abby had a fun banter. We had a great time with that storyline. And as far as getting Scotty back on, it's all up to the fans and I think writing in and all that kind of stuff. As far as I know, they're doing a lot of new storylines with some new characters. Bringing back a legacy character like Scott Granger is something that – I think is always a possibility, and I think just the more the fans ask for it on Twitter, on social media, and also writing into CBS is probably the only way I can think of to do that, other than me going and begging to go back. But at the same time, I know soaps are very they have a revolving door. Characters come, they go, they come back, you know, a few years later. But as far as anything you can do actively, I would say go on Twitter, go on your social media, and ask for them. You can even create little blogs and chat rooms and things like that to send out letters and things like that. But that's all I can really say to that.
Well, I will try whatever I can at this point because I just feel that, you know, Lauren needs her son back. Michael and Lauren need some kind of storyline back too. And, you know, having you on the canvas and you as a reporter and how you booked the sex trafficking thing was incredible on there. And I just thought when you left, I cried. I was mad. I was, you know, really mad at them. I'm still mad at them because you were obviously, you know, perfect in this role, Scotty.
Oh,
and you and Tracy had that mother-son connection. And I just felt like, you know, I wish they would just kept you for longer. And so if you ever want me to treat CBS and say, bring Sky back now, I will. I have no shame in doing that. And
that's
also, you were on Guiding Light for a while. How about that? Because you have one soap in on the West Coast and one soap on the East Coast. How was doing Guiding Light when you did Guiding Light?
Guiding Light was a lot of fun. I was a very new actor in general to professional business. It was one of my first gigs I got professionally in New York. And it was only about a 4 or 5 episode arc, but it was a really fun role. I got to play opposite Em Ryland. I think if you remember who she is. She played, what was her role anyway? But she... I played a sort of a love interest for her, but I ended up being kind of a bad guy. I was into drugs, into pickpocketing, and just sort of a shady dude. She meets me in the bar that she ends up owning, and I'm shooting pool. I've got a pack of cigarettes rolled up in my sleeve, and just sort of he even introduces himself as Jake, like the snake. It was one of the funnier lines I got to say. But that was a great experience, and a great way to cut my teeth and get my AFTRA card. That was before SAG and AFTRA had merged. So that was kind of a really cool experience to be able to get in to that union that way and cut my teeth on the soap industry. And here I am years later getting to play a contract role on Y&R. That was a pretty cool full circle, if you must say, because in between I did quite a bit of primetime stuff with Mad Men, Rizzoli and Isles, Graceland, Newsroom, a bunch of different shows, and then to get to come back full circle and do some more soap work on a great show like Young and the Restless was just kind of a really cool bookend to it.
Well, I think, you know, you were one of my other favorite shows, Law and Order SVU. I loved you on there. I thought you were terrific.
Thank you.
Because it's nice to see a soap guy on primetime. And I thought your episode was really good. And, you know, another show that's based in New York, I believe, is SUV, right? You got is totally based in New York, right? I'm not wrong.
That is based in New York City. Yeah, that's one of Dick Wolf's shows, and that was like kind of one of those shows that you had to do if you lived in New York City. If you didn't do Law and Order of some kind, you sort of felt like I missed something. I think everybody should go back and do some Law and Order. It's just a fun procedural. And SVU was great. I got to work with Mariska Hargitay and, you know, just a really fun couple scenes in there. And Chris Maloney, of course, when he was still on the show. He was incredible. He even gave me some pointers because that was my first guest star on primetime. And I was doing my close-up, and he said, "My man, if you look at me in the close-up, your eye line's going to be skewed, and people, they won't be able to use the footage." He said, "You got to look just off the corner of the camera lens, just off the bottom right corner, and your eye line will be perfect, and then they'll be able to use it." So he gave me some really great pointers, this veteran actor, and it made me feel more comfortable and at home on my first large guest star on a primetime show.
Well, yeah, it's great. I mean, that's so I'm addicted to. And also you were on with Zill and Eileen, you know, with Andy Hallman and the episode of Bridge to Tomorrow was one of my it was a great show. I never wanted that show to end because it was great for women. And it was a great detective, you know. So, and sometimes I could figure out who killed people before everyone else. So, yeah. And so what are you doing now? Are you writing or what are you doing?
Well, yeah, I actually got a script that a friend of mine has written. He wrote it a while ago, and he's a great director. He's been around for a long time. I'm going to be hopefully producing this and shooting over in Ireland. We're going to talk more about that. I also am primarily, though, doing some film work. I shot a indie sci-fi thriller last year and also a Lifetime movie, which is still in post, and we're going to be doing the ADR on that coming February 18th. So that should be wrapped up and hopefully getting into either Lifetime or some sort of streaming platform in the next few months, hopefully.
Well, I think that is great because, and we would love, to have you back on when you get back from Ireland because I think, you know, shooting in Ireland would be cool because I've never left the United States ever, and I just think it would be a really cool you know, place to go to and visit for a while and, you know, even though the shooting will be, you know, work, I just think afterwards you can go all over, you know, Ireland and everything. And so I think that would be great, you know, if it was
me. If we get a chance to get over there, I would definitely, I'll definitely take maybe do a video chat from over there and show you some of the places we're shooting. That's our dream is to get over there to shoot it. In fact, the Irish Film Commission, I believe, was thinking of producing this a while ago. So we're going to go back to them and hopefully get them to get on board because that's where we would shoot it. That's where it takes place. So hopefully we get to do that.
That would be cool. And I know your time is limited this morning because you believe like I am. But we are going to take a call from my co-host, David. David, you're on the line.
Hi, Daniel. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, David? Where are you calling from, man?
I'm from Florida.
Right on. So I guess that's a good afternoon, then.
Florida. Yeah.
Well, thanks. Yeah, how you doing this morning, or this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Okay.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. You are missed on Younger Brothers. You are missed. So missed. I like Cardi. I'm a Sharon and Scott fan. Oh, I work with Sharon Case.
Mm-hmm.
He loves Sharon Case. And how was working with him? With her?
Sharon Case was awesome. She's a professional in every way you could possibly think. very kind woman, someone who always is there for you, and she was even, you know, just made you feel like part of the team right away. She never made you feel like someone who was new to the set. We did some great scenes together, had a lot of really great connections with that. She rehearsed with you. She was just somebody who was always a consummate professional. And as far as being a fun person, she's just a fun, cool woman to be around. Always had some jokes, always had a good time. We always had some great little moments when the camera stopped rolling or if a take didn't go the way you wanted it to, she would always be kind of like, she would laugh it off and kept it light. So that's what I liked about working with Sharon. She was just such a pro, you know. It was always easy with her.
I'm a big fan of Sharon. I love Sharon. They had great chemistry with her. Yeah, you were great on the All Noah. I've seen the episode.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I do remember you had Jake and Guy Light.
Yes, so, that's a while back, man. That was a fun little role.
Yes.
Scott Granger and Jake were very different characters, weren't they?
Yeah. What was like working with Lauren? Your mom.
Rizzoli? Rizzoli was working with my mom, you said?
Tracy
was awesome. Tracy was she was one of the first people to reach out to me. In fact, I think she was the first person. Once I got the role, she said, "If you want to meet for lunch, let's get our relationship, you know, kind of hammered out ahead of time, and we can really have a nice." She was really cool. Before we even shot our first scene, she's like, "Let's meet. I want you to feel comfortable. I want this relationship to feel real." And her and Christian LeBlanc were very Christian LeBlanc. It was very sweet about that. But Tracy was such a cool person. She rehearsed a lot, which is very important. And for me, it was important. She would meet with me and run the lines and make sure that we had that mother-son chemistry that felt real. And she just was like, she's just one of those people, I think, once again, like Sharon Case, a person who's been on the show for a long time, who's just makes you feel like you're at home from day one, you know, just a really sweet, genuine person. Yeah.
Awesome. You got to come back. We love to have you back.
Yeah, you really have to come back because, you know, we are a big, especially me, we are a big fan of yours, and, you know, keep me posted on what you're doing. And you also have a movie coming out, Debbie Cyberbullying.
That's a Lifetime movie.
Post-production. And is it going to be on Lifetime or what? Do you know?
I think that's the plan, I believe, but we will see where it lands. But that should be where it ends up, I think.
Well, it seems like a really good movie. So, yeah, please keep us, you know, updated. And thank you so much for calling in. And we want you back. So whenever you have a new project, please just message me or email me, and I will get you back on the show.
I will. I appreciate it, Carly. And David, right? David?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, man. Thank you for calling in and chatting for a little bit. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, awesome. Nice guy.
Okay, I just want to remind everyone that we, you know, usually we have post-chat after the show, but since Carly is doing full shows this week, since we are doing full shows this week, David, you want my voice to be great, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I know you want my voice to be great. And also, I was going to tell you that, you know, we have great shows coming up, everyone. Keep looking at Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk page. We have Leo Anderson coming up. We have A. Martinez coming up. We have so many great people coming up. It's all February sleep time on Daytime After Dark, right, David?
Yeah, is that Wesley Euro coming up in the month? Wesley Euro. Wesley Euro, then the loss. Wesley Euro. Mike Horton. Mike Horton from Days. Wesley Euro.
Yes.
Well, I can't wait.
And is this going to be a fun February into most, because we have things done from, we are doing things for most too, so remember everyone, this keep us tuned to Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk Radio. You can always check me on Twitter, Daytime 6 Mondays, Daytime 6976. And you can always check our Facebook page. And I'm Carly on Facebook. And you can get David on Facebook. And you can get Maggie or Bobby on Facebook. And Maggie, me, and Bobby are on Twitter. So, you know, there's every way you can get a hold of us. And if you want to book to be on our show, please, please don't hesitate to get a hold of us, you know, because we love having everyone on the show. And have a great day, right, David?
Yep. Rest in
peace,
Arthur Bean.
Yep, and we will be back Thursday. We will be back Thursday and Friday night.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you, but now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list is long, and they say hope lives on and on, but it's the change. Take it for a ride.
Great Tuesday, everyone, and we will be back on Thursday with Sharon Rose Gilbert. Okay, bye-bye.